So the loving kindness practice is a practice of being present for ourselves, to offer ourselves our deepest friendly wishes and a genuine, just heartfelt kindness towards ourselves. That's where we start. We start with really generating the energy of care for ourselves. And I'll offer you phrases that you may like to repeat to yourself in the silence. If they don't resonate with you, feel free to use other phrases, or maybe some people are not so much verbal, but they relate more to energy, so you might just really focus on your heart and sending kindness to yourself. This kind of warmth coming from the center of your heart for yourself. If it helps, you can visualize yourself as a child, and just, you know, seeing that tenderness, that fragility of yourself at a young age. And once we send our loving kindness to ourselves, we'll move out to offering the same friendly wishes to a mentor, a good friend, someone that when we think about them, we immediately feel joy, feel a sense of connection and gratitude. So it could be someone in our family or a good friend or a teacher or a spiritual teacher even. Maybe we haven't even met them in person, but we're very inspired by them. So it could be anyone. And we'll offer the phrases to them, wishing them well, sending them our energy of kindness. And so we also visualize them. We can see them in front of us, see their form, see their characteristics, and we offer our wholehearted friendliness for their well-being. And the next category of people that we send our kindness to is a neutral person, someone who we neither have strong or positive or negative feelings for. Maybe just someone in our daily, day-to-day life that we've seen, but we don't know them very well. So offering those same wishes of kindness to them. So you can think of someone who fits that category. And the last category is sending kindness, care to someone who is difficult for us, who has we feel irritation towards or frustration about, or maybe don't choose the most difficult person. Choose an easy difficult person. Someone you find mildly difficult, just because, you know, we have to train that muscle. So that's the fourth category, and then the last category is to send friendliness, kindness to all beings everywhere. So we'll listen to three sounds of the bell, and then Maybelle will read the discourse on love, and then I'll guide us in the meditation, and we'll finish by about 9:45.
discourse on love. He or she who wants to attain peace should practice being upright, humble, and capable of using loving speech. He or she will know how to live simply and happily, with senses calmed, without being covetous and carried away by the emotions of the majority. Let him or her not do anything that will be disapproved of by the wise ones. And this is what he or she contemplates. May everyone be happy and safe, and may all hearts be filled with joy. May all beings live in security and in peace. Beings who are frail or strong, tall or short, big or small, invisible or visible, near or far away, already born or yet to be born. May all of them dwell in perfect tranquility. Let no one do harm to anyone. Let no one put the life of anyone in danger. Let no one, out of anger or ill will, wish anyone any harm. Just as a mother loves and protects her only child at the risk of her own life, cultivate boundless love to offer to all living beings in the entire cosmos. Let our boundless love pervade the whole universe, above, below, and across. Our love will know no obstacles. Our heart will be absolutely free from hatred and enmity. Whether standing or walking, sitting or lying, as long as we are awake, we should maintain this mindfulness of love in our own heart. This is the noblest way of living. Free from wrong views, greed, and sensual desires, living in beauty and realizing perfect understanding, those who practice boundless love will certainly transcend birth and death.
Breathing in, being aware of the in-breath. Breathing out, being aware of the out-breath. Bringing our attention to our heart. And allowing the breath to enter into the heart and release from the heart. And feeling your body here. Seeing yourself in your mind's eye. Being aware of some quality that you appreciate in yourself. Some aspect that you like about yourself or that you know other people appreciate in you. And opening your own heart to embrace and care for yourself. Feeling like a good friend, how they might look at you. Turn those same eyes of kindness to yourself. Just appreciating your own goodness. Your own wisdom. And offering yourself these phrases. May I be safe and free from enmity. May I be happy and content. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease and without struggle. Seeing yourself in your life with these wishes being realized. May I be safe and free from enmity. May I be happy and content. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease and without struggle. Continuing to offer yourself these phrases, these wishes, this energy for a little while. I'm bringing to mind now a good friend or a benefactor, someone who cares about you and who you find very easy to appreciate and love, a mentor, a teacher, a good friend. Seeing them in front of you, visualizing their being, connecting with the sincere wish for their well-being, and offering them these phrases if they speak to you. May you be safe and free from enmity. May you be happy and content. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease and without struggle. May you be safe and free from enmity. May you be happy and content. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease and well-being. And seeing this person in their life, realizing these wishes, continuing to offer them the phrases or your energy for a little while. Now bringing to mind a neutral person, someone who we have neither strong feelings towards or against. Maybe someone at the supermarket or at our job or post person who brings the mail. Someone we see on the bus. Bringing their image, their form to mind, and offering them these phrases and our wholehearted energy of friendliness. May you be safe and free from enmity. May you be happy and content. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease and without struggle. May you be safe and free from enmity. May you be happy and content. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease and without struggle. Really seeing them well. Seeing them giving and receiving love easily and abundantly. And now bringing to mind a mildly difficult person. Someone who it's hard for you to accept or be comfortable with. Seeing them in front of you, seeing their form, and offering them also these phrases. May you be safe and free from enmity. May you be happy and content. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease and without struggle. May you be safe and free from enmity. May you be happy and content. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease and well-being. And seeing this person or these people with these wishes fulfilled in their life. Seeing them able to give and receive love with abundance. Bringing our awareness to all beings everywhere. And be aware of everyone in this circle here and everyone in this area, everyone where we live, all the people, all the animals, all the plants, everywhere. And wishing all beings well. May all beings be safe and free from enmity. May all beings be happy and content. May all beings be healthy and strong. And may all beings live with ease and well-being. Please massage your legs.